What's good, podcast? Happy Tuesday. I hope you've gotten through Monday and are excited for the rest of the week. Today on the Robert John Boyle Show, we have another episode of Fade. Today we have a Swedish artist, Auza. She's going to be talking about her song, Weathering a Storm, which is the first single off of her EP, Desperate. In this voice message, she's going to be describing why the EP is called Desperate, how Weathering a Storm is related to that, and a little bit of the background and the process behind creating this song specifically. This is a really great one. She has a great voice for podcasting, and I hope you enjoy.
Hey, my name is Auza, as in O-W-Z-A. I am a Swedish and Icelandic artist, songwriter, and producer, and I recently released my first EP called Desperate with a close friend of mine, Rox, who is also an Icelandic artist, songwriter, and amazing composer. Our EP contains of 6 songs, all related to desperation in different ways, which is why we literally named it Desperate. But today, I'll be specifically talking about our first song on the album called Weathering a Storm. So Weathering a Storm was one of our first songs we wrote together, and we actually wrote it for the yearly experimental music competition held in Iceland. I think it was back in 2016, if I remember correctly. So it's been a while in the making. I think we've probably made 3 or 4 versions of the song, but it wasn't until we came in contact with the producer Ryan Huntley that we finally managed to create a version we felt was 100% right. I remember him sending the final version to us. We were at that time in separate countries, but Rox texted me like, hey, check out your email. He just sent us a new version of Weathering. And I, who was at that time studying in Staffordshire University, was drunk at a uni club night, ran to the toilet with my headphones and started listening to the song. And I was blown away. Like, he completely nailed the end production of it. And I remember, like, making all my friends at the club listening to it right there outside of the bathroom stall. So, you might not know this, but Weathering a Storm is, for example, when you push through something difficult. And in this song, that is exactly what I sing about. It's about living a life you're not happy with, where you're longing for a better, more fulfilling life, and that leaves you drained. It's simply put about enduring one more day of the same things and talking to the same people, and that creates a feeling of hopelessness and guilt for not making positive changes in your life sooner. And I really feel like we managed to write the lyrics spot on, like explaining this feeling. So the lyrics in the first verse goes, all day I'm drained, aimless days so vague, on and on so spaced out, hollow and mindless state. Fear, it puts me down and it eats my mind. So yeah, it's definitely one of our most desperate lyrics we've written, like, for our album. And somehow we managed to make the music and melodies reflect that desperation. So when it comes to the creation of the song and the music, we wrote the lyrics and melody together, and Rox, she composed the beautiful strings, and I produced the song in collaboration with Ryan Huntley. But the question now is, how come we added violin to the song? So the obvious reason was because we both really like when strings are incorporated into a song, and of course because, I mean, Rox wanted to compose. But there's also another small reason that people don't know about. So we participated in the competition I mentioned in the beginning, where we were 5 girls, and one of them was a violin player. And because of that, like, we truly made it our mission to give her a part in every song we competed with, so she wouldn't you know, stand on the stage and do nothing. And this way we gave her like a main part, you know, there were no vocals. It was just her time to shine. And I mean, thank God we did that, because the violin part is one of the parts that defines the song. Now, I ask myself, what genre is Weathering a Storm? Like, I ask myself that a lot, and I still don't really have an answer. Like, I can tell you that there are clear influences from pop. I mean, I grew up in Sweden, the country of pop. But there's also, like, a hint of experimental ambient music, and some of the drums are directly connected to, well, house, more specifically, like, tropical house. And then we also got the classical element being the strings. So it really is a hybrid of all kinds of music me and Rox listen to, which we think is amazing. Lastly, I want to thank Robert for having me on his show, Fade. And I hope you enjoy our song. Thank you.
Hey podcast, thank you guys so much for listening all the way until the end. You can find Auza on Instagram at Auza underscore Auza. That is O-W-Z-A underscore O-W-Z-A. There you can find links to her Twitch channel, the rest of her music, and anything and everything that she cares about. Thank you so much for listening once again, and we will speak again tomorrow.